Practice Test, Section 3. You will hear two engineering students, Gary and Zoe, making arrangements to meet and then discussing an assignment. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 24. Now listen and answer questions 21 to 24. Section 3.
Hi, Zoe. We need to get together to talk about our next assignment.
Hi, Gary. What about Saturday?
Okay, but can you meet me at the public library in town, say, at about 2 o'clock? I'll be in the reference section at the back on the ground floor.
I haven't used the public library before. How will I find you?
I'll draw you a quick floor plan. Look, the information desk is just inside the entrance. Stand in front of the desk facing away from it, then follow the arrows. The first area you come to is the newspaper section on your left. They have a really good selection of all the national papers there. Anyway, as you continue, you'll pass the new book display on your right.
I might stop there to browse the latest fiction books. Another time, maybe.
Yeah. Where was I? New books. Just pass between that display and the multimedia room on your left. Actually, we might need to use that at some stage. Next to this room, just around the corner, set back a little bit, is the CD collection. You veer away from that and keep following the arrows around the second corner, and you'll go by Junior Fiction on your right. Carry on a bit further, and you'll find me in the reference room. It's quite a big room, behind the journals and magazines. There are three catalog computers alongside the reference room, which is very handy because I think we'll be using them a lot. When we've finished for the day, we can sit back with a cup of coffee in the library cafe. This is it here, at the rear of the reference section. It's rather nice, too. It opens out onto a little enclosed garden.
Sounds like a nice way to round off the day. So, the reference section, is that where you'll be waiting?
Yep.
See you there, then. 2 o'clock.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 25 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 25 to 30.
Hi, Zoe. Glad you could make it. For this assignment on suspension bridges, have you come up with one that interests you?
Yes, it's a fairly old one, started in 1954 and completed in 1957. Have you heard of the Mackinac Bridge?
It's in Michigan in the USA, isn't it? Across the Straits of Mackinac. It connects Michigan's upper and lower peninsulas.
Right. We might be able to find a simple diagram here in one of these reference books.
Here we are. I've got it.
No, that's the Golden Gate in San Francisco Bay. This is the Mackinac, here. See the main span in the middle? It's not as long as the Golden Gate or some of the other famous suspension bridges.
Well, how long is it?
The main span on the Mackinac is just 1,158 meters. Still a considerable distance, though, don't you think?
Uh-huh. That reminds me. I heard an amusing story about the bridge. Perhaps we can use it in our presentation.
Well, go ahead. Tell me.
It happened during the construction of the bridge. Workers had to have a place to work while spinning the main cables. so they suspended narrow catwalks between the anchorages. This one here on the far left and the other here on the far right. Those catwalks followed the same path that the cables do now, up to the top of one tower, curving down to the roadway, or deck as it's called, up to the other tower, and back down again. That's all there was. Two thin strips of chain-link fence looping over both towers.
Those strips of chain-link are not still there, though, are they?
No, this was just the preliminary work on the bridge, before the cables were strung. Anyway, this one woman saw it, and she complained to the bridge authority, demanding to know how they expected a car to climb the high, steep road they had built across the straits.
You know, I think we should use that anecdote. But seriously now, what else can we say?
Well, obviously we can give a whole lot of facts and figures to do with the construction of the bridge.
Well, maybe not too many. We don't want to overwhelm the audience, but certainly some of the most important ones.
You know, in the past, there have been some spectacular collapses of suspension bridges, like the Tacoma Narrows Bridge in 1940.
Yes. At the time the Tacoma Bridge was designed and built, suspension bridge engineers and designers thought that lighter bridges with very flexible decks were functionally sound, and aerodynamic forces were not well understood at all. A lot was learnt from that failure.
So they made the Mackinac stiffer and heavier, and all suspension bridges built since 1940 have been designed to move to accommodate wind force, change in temperature, and weight of the traffic.
The roadway of the Mackinac at the center span could move as much as 10 meters east or west, but this would happen only under extreme wind conditions. And even then, it wouldn't really swing or sway, but rather move slowly in one direction according to the force and direction of the wind. And then, after the wind subsides, the weight of the vehicles would slowly move it back into center position.
Okay, let's do a bit more research and then go and have that cup of coffee.
Good idea.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to